Hi everyone, welcome to the second podcast in our series of demystifying the will-making process. Today we will be chatting about the technical side of making a will, the ins and outs, and going through a lot of commonly asked questions and not so commonly asked questions. Hopefully you'll find today really informative and interesting. My name's Joanne. I'm part of the legacy team here at Meningitis Now, and I'll be joined by Mark, again from our team here at Meningitis Now, and Emma from our partners, Erwin Mitchell Solicitors.
I know I can write a will online, but does that inevitably mean that there'll be a follow-up call or an appointment in order to make it official and legal?
Well, some people like to go and see a solicitor to make their will, which is absolutely fine. But what we do a lot these days, and what we're going to do with the charity Meningitis Now, is an online and a postal service for will writing. So you can give your instructions either online or via a postal questionnaire. When we receive those in the office, we will telephone you to confirm instructions, go through any queries that there are, make sure that everything is very clear, and then we'll be able to prepare a draft will from those instructions. Now, everybody wants to do their wills differently. Not every option suits everybody. You know, like I say, some people do want to have a face-to-face meeting, but if you are happy to fill an instruction form or fill an online questionnaire in, then it's perfectly possible to do that from home. And a lot of people like that because it means they can sit and do it one evening and they've got their information in front of them with their respective spouse or partner, and knowing that he's going to get dealt with in the following couple of days. So it's quite a useful way of doing things for people. It's perfectly legal as long as it's signed correctly at the end. So once we get to the point of actually approving the draft will, sending one out for signing, we send signing instructions. As long as it is signed correctly, then it is perfectly legal. The method that you do it, it does not affect its validity. So it doesn't, you know, whether you do it face to face or online does not mean it's legal or not legal.
And then what happens to it? Where is it stored?
Is it stored with you?
Can be stored with us? Yeah, so with wills, the original document is the important document. It's quite old-fashioned will writing in that we're not into virtual wills or anything like that yet. We still have to have a paper document, which is the person's last will. So we will often store wills for people. We've got safe custody facilities. Sometimes people like to store it themselves, so we always recommend that they do so securely somewhere. If they've got a safe at home, that's somewhere perfect. Or sometimes they might have other documents in safe custody at the local bank branch or something. It could go there. It just needs to go somewhere secure where it couldn't be damaged by something like a fire or a flood, because it's the original document that is important. And although copies can be used in certain circumstances, you would never want to rely on that. You'd want to know where the original one was.
And what happens if I change my mind about something, or if I get a new house or a new car? How do I update it?
Is it easy to do? So
it was very easy to do, depending on how much you wanted to update. If you wanted to update lots of things, we would probably say you're better off just actually writing a brand new will. If you just wanted to update, you know, something small, like you wanted to add a legacy, or you wanted to add, you know, some other sort of gift or a funeral instruction or something like that to the will, then you could do something called a codicil, which is a minor amendment to a will. Either way, it's perfectly easy to do. It's nothing that people should worry about, because you can only ever make a will for your circumstances as they are today and what you foresee maybe for the next 6 months, year, couple of years. Then it's never going to be the case that the will you make today is the one that is going to be correct for the next 50 years, for example. Things change, people's lives change, people come in and out of people's lives. It always needs to be reviewed every sort of 3 to 5 years or so. Just make sure that it's still valid. It's still valid in terms of the people that you've got in it. You know, if somebody's passed away, do you need to replace that person with someone else? That sort of thing. Not that it becomes invalid after a period of time. That would only happen if you either make a new one or you were to get married or something like that, because marriage can revoke wills. But Yeah, you should review them on a regular basis just to make sure that they still fit for purpose and still to your current circumstances. It's one of those things, Mark, which people feel very apprehensive about doing and don't want to start. But actually, once they have, it's quite a nice weight off your mind that you've put those things into place. And people then realise that it's not actually as difficult as they may be perceived. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You can have something very straightforward in place, which just makes sure that you've covered off, you know, really all the basics and you've protected the family in the way that you would want.
Thank you, Emma and Mark. That was really, really interesting, very informative. Hopefully it answered a lot of commonly asked questions that we sort of hear daily about technically writing a will and the ins and outs. And hopefully it demystifies a little bit of the technical side of it for everyone. Should you have any other questions, we'd love to hear from you. And again, don't forget about our free will writing service. You can contact me, Joanne, directly here at Meningitis Now on 07587 554846. So that's 07587 554846, or drop me a little email on joannew@meningitisnow.com, or please feel free to have a look around our website where there is lots of information as well. Many thanks.